So let's talk about the follow-up of a patient like that, particularly in terms of imaging and markers and the issue of the possibility that if the recurrence does recur, that maybe it could be curable.
Right. So I think colorectal cancer is really different than virtually any other cancer in that we do have this circumstance that even though we know people have circulating tumor cells, and that's a fascinating new area of investigation, that some patients will have 1, 2, 3, or 5 metastatic lesions and nothing else. And so surveillance for those people is really important. Now, it's interesting that ASCO recently revised its guidelines in terms of surveillance. And for years, they said no CT scans. Now they're saying CT scans. As a clinical oncologist, I've been ordering CT scans for years.
What did ASCO say about interval of CT, the schedule?
Well, they said 2 or 3 scans in the first 3 years. So we've got pretty good data now that 80% of people with colorectal cancer who are going to recur will recur in the first 3 years, and 98% will recur in the first 5 years. Those numbers may be switching a little bit as FOLFOX pushes out the time to recurrence, but I don't think it's going to change dramatically. So it may be 3 and 6 years that we see the cut points. So those are the highest risk times, and those are the times we ought to be doing the scans. I think we know who's at highest risk of recurrence. So if I'm following a stage 2 patient with a lower risk of recurrence, I may do 3 scans over 5 years. If I'm following a patient with 5 positive nodes, I may do a scan every 9 months. You know, it isn't really written in stone. I do also follow their CEAs. Of course, only 60% of patients with recurrent disease will have an elevated CEA, so it's a good marker for 6 out of 10 patients, but a useless marker for the other 4 out of 10 patients. Recurrences that are likely to be resectable don't cause symptoms. Patient isn't going to come into you and say, my liver hurts or my liver feels full. So you've got to use some other technology. And ASCO finally came out and said it is time to do CT scans.
So you follow this man, and a couple years later, let's say 2.5 years later, you do a scan, and boom, there's a couple lesions there. Looks like it's surgically resectable. How do you approach that?
Well, I'm a believer that I would rather use chemotherapy for minimal residual disease. There are a lot of oncologists that argue, well, let's do a chemosensitivity assay in this patient. We'll give them some FOLFOX or whatever chemotherapy you want to give. See if the lesions shrink. I don't favor that approach. I would rather, if the patient is resectable, have the surgeon get to him right away. Take that disease out. I'd rather treat minimal residual disease than gross residual disease. And then we'd get away from the issue of having to worry about steatosis or fatty change in the liver or fibrosis, and the operation's easier.